Jennifer Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. More than 30,000 people have left the Iraqi city of Fallujah in the past 3 days as government forces stormed into the center of the city, pushing the Islamic State fighters into the northwestern part of the city. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi declared the Iraqi fighters had been victorious in their fight to take over and control of Fallujah, which had been under IS control for more than 2 years. The refugees are in camps operated by groups like the Norwegian Refugee Council. NRC's Carl Schembri tells VOA the refugees are in a desperate situation.
They've been eating rotting expired dates and drinking from the river, which is unfit for drinking, and now they are finding themselves out there, and we are unable to cope and to help everyone.
Some Islamic State militants reportedly have sent their wives and children out of Fallujah among those refugees. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for a suicide attack today in Kabul, killing at least 14 people in a minibus and wounding several others. Afghan police say the bomber approached the bus on foot and set off explosives. Afghanistan's interior minister says the victims were Nepalese security guards. Militia units loyal to Libya's unity government have clashed with forces allied with the Eastern administration, prompting the Speaker of the Eastern Parliament to declare martial law. The Government of National Accord is reported to have condemned the attack by the militia on the Eastern military forces that is said to have killed at least 3 people fighting close to 3 oil terminals and north of the major oil fields. This is VOA News. A Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and activists say that Turkish troops shot and killed at least 8 Syrians, mostly from one family, trying to cross into Turkey from northwestern Syria. They say at least 2 women and 4 children were among the dead. Turkish military sources have denied that claim. The country is caring for nearly 3 million Syrians fleeing the civil war. Meantime, Syrian government forces have reportedly advanced to within 10 kilometers of the Islamic State-occupied Taqba Air Base. The base and town are about 50 kilometers west of IS's the de facto capital, Raqqa. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he agrees with an American proposal to incorporate opposition representatives in Syria's government, but balked at the idea that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad should step down immediately. Putin said the only way to ensure that democracy takes hold in Syria is with a new constitution and new elections at all levels of government based on that constitution. The campaigning ahead of Britain's referendum on whether to remain in or leave the European Union resumed on Sunday after 3 days of mourning prompted by the killing of a member of parliament. Recent polling shows a tight race between the two sides ahead of this Thursday's vote. Prime Minister David Cameron appeared on the BBC Question Time program in defense of Britain's remaining in the EU.
I promised this renegotiation. I've carried it out. Promised this referendum. We're having it. And I've said I will take and obey the instructions of the British people. And on that basis, I think it's right to stay.
Supporters of the Remain campaign have warned of the potential for economic dislocation by leaving the EU after 43 years, while the Leave campaign is focused on the high cost, that is, of mass immigration. Tens of thousands of people Sunday protested the presence of U.S. military bases on the Japanese island of Okinawa after an American contractor and former Marine was accused of raping and murdering a local woman. Jeff Kingston is a Temple University Asian Studies professor in Tokyo.
They feel so frustrated. You know, they've put up with a lot for a very long time. Nobody seems to listen. And so I think that these protests are not going to just go away. They're not going to die down.
Protests come as the U.S. prepares to relocate a major Marine base to a less populated part of Okinawa. In U.S. professional basketball, Cleveland Cavaliers forward LeBron James was named the most valuable player in the NBA Finals following his team's 93-89 championship win over the Golden State Warriors on Sunday night.
That's the latest world news from VOA.